This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to another wonderful hour of the most exciting, entertaining, and I always say sometimes informative show on earth. I'm here, your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks, my co-host, and Todd Cunin, my co-host. We have our illustrious producer, Cal Hunter, behind the glass. Thank you for joining us, all of you. We love to have you here listening to us. We appreciate your support. The support keeps growing day and day. WTJS 93.1 FM, Jackson, Tennessee. Thank you for being our newest affiliate this week to join us. Affiliates all over the country are just jumping on board to our show. I'm just really pleased at what's going on. We started this almost 3.5-4 years ago, Denise, Todd, and I was thinking about it when we remember we used to have law students do stuff
yes.
for us and do research on cases, and it'd be like 10-12 pages of legal analysis, and it was really cool. And we did this at the very beginning, but it was the most boring thing you could ever happen. And finally, we just like, we have our cases, and I know our personalities, the three of us lawyers, and then Cal as the producer, you know, I'm stroking myself on the back a little bit. We have fun personalities, and we're having a good time, and we finally realize just let it loose. Just have our general topics we know. We understand the law on them. And let's just go with it. And it started running smoother and smoother. And like a recent owner, general manager of a station who just told me, he told us, this is the most entertaining show. He loves it. And when they hear Radio Law Talk, they go, what? Sounds boring. And then they hear us and they join the show. They said, well, this is some of the most popular radio on their stations, you know. So we're doing well. Thanks, Cal, for coming up with it with me. Cal and I talked about this way back when. We've known each other, and as a little tiny, this might be a good idea. Let's try this thing.
Yeah, I think we were having lunch, and you said, you know, I folks want to do this, and I said, well, okay, let's try to put it together.
Let's try to put it together.
And you guys wrote on a napkin.
Yes, there was still a napkin.
No, it was. Yep, it was all. It was one of those napkin things, and now we're booming. And thank you very much for joining us. You can always call in. Denise, what's the phone number to call in here?
It is 855-529-7234. That's 855-LAW-RADIO.
We're going to have a case or no case coming up, and then we're going to talk about, we just talked about hour two. We try to separate these hours due to the fact that sometimes some stations have us on for 1 or 2 hours. It's a three-hour show. You can go to our website, www.radiolawtalk.com, to get the rest of the show, or as Cal says, we stream it live. But we're going to talk about the San Francisco Giants lawsuit on the stadium very briefly. I want to finish up on that because we talked about it second hour, and then, Cal, we're going to case or no case. So what we're talking about was this guy who played for the San Francisco Giants, Mac Williamson, who brought a lawsuit because he tripped over the pitcher's mound, which is three or four stadiums at the time had – the bullpen was actually on
the field,
right? And yeah, so there's some questions you brought up that I wanted to answer.
Yeah, and we're talking about the bullpen pitcher's mound, which is off to the left side. He played in left field, tripped over it, slammed into the fence, and got a concussion. And it pretty much put a damper on his 2018 season. Now, a couple of things. In the break, I researched this, made sure only one named defendant in this.
And I nailed it, didn't I?
That's right. And it is the China Basin ballpark.
Right.
And the causes of action there are two, premises liability and negligence. And the idea here, in the complaint, they're saying, look, the allegation is, it is a well-known hazard And they cite things like the Chicago Cubs even took their on-field bullpens out because of the hazard. And Earl Weaver back in the day, famous manager back in the 70s, said on-field bullpens are not good for player safety. They're dangerous. And they cite examples of people that had tripped over the bullpen mounds in both right and left field at the San Francisco Giants ballpark. People including Marco Scudero, Bryce Harper, you know, big-name players that are current that had tripped over them, Hunter Pence. The interesting thing is, in the citing this, they cited players that had tripped over the bullpen, face planted, as they say, were unable to make the catch, but they didn't cite anybody that I saw in there who actually got injured doing so. It just affected the play.
Right.
But it didn't say that somebody had actually been injured as a result of that.
So why is it they have only named China Basin Ballpark Company?
Well, you have an answer.
I have an answer for that. And I knew that as Todd was talking about.
Do tell.
So the interesting thing is the argument by the defense is, well, we have a collective bargaining grievance process you can go through, and your sole remedy is workers' comp.
That's right.
That is true. They can do workers' comp, and I'll guarantee he probably did do a workers' comp claim. But in most states, including California, you can go outside the work comp. Work comp has the right to be reimbursed, by the way, and you can sue a third party that causes an accident. An example, auto accident.
That's right.
What if you're driving your company car, you get hit and you get injured, the work comp's going to cover you, but you could sue the other person who caused the accident.
When Mack Williamson was playing, if it was a work comp or something, he could go against his employer. His employer was the San Francisco Giants baseball team,
right,
not the China Basin ballpark company. They're a separate entity.
Now, here's their argument. So the defense, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, but the China Basin is a subsidiary of the team owns that ballpark.
But notice it's separated.
Yeah.
They do that on purpose so they can't go after every single entity that they own, so they separate them out. And that's what happens. I deal with this on a daily basis, seems like. But what's interesting, I think they have better arguments. Maybe I'm helping them out here. I shouldn't. This is free legal advice, which I don't give legal advice on my show. Collective bargaining agreements argument, workers' comp. There's two other arguments that the defense could make. Does anybody know? I mentioned it to you, but outside me mentioning it, they probably wouldn't know. There's a thing called open and obvious. You know what? Mr. McWilliams, was it McWilliams?
Mack Williams. Yeah.
You knew it was there, right?
Yeah.
You knew it. You saw it. You've been around it. You watch for it. So it's an open and obvious issue. And there's an assumption of the risk argument, too. There's assumption of the risk. You got to say, look, you're playing baseball. You assume the risk of getting injured by tripping over a pitcher's mound.
By hitting your head on the...
Yeah.
On the
And you think about fence. That. They have included, because of what they included in the complaint, it almost gift wraps it for the defense. When they list 2014 Michael Saunders falling over the bullpen mound, 2016 Bryce Harper fall over the bullpen mound, 2016 Hunter Pence did it, 2017 Colorado Rockies players did it twice. You put it in your complaint. All of this happened in 2018. You just included in your complaint allegations that let us know you knew this was an issue.
But
you chose to play anyway.
That's exactly right. And there's another thing that you brought up earlier was, oh, well, guess what? They fixed it afterwards.
That's right.
And guess what? There's a thing called subsequent remedial measures that you want. The government wants individuals, companies to fix things. You know, okay, someone gets injured on it. I'm going to leave it dangerous if it is dangerous because I don't want to show that I was at fault. So there's protections under the law, defense arguments, that they can't bring this up under subsequent remedial measures.
What Frank's talking about is this accident occurred in 2018. The Giants played the rest of 2018 with bullpen mounds out there. They played 2019 with bullpen mounds out there in the field of play. Before the 2020 season, the Giants altered their ballpark, and they put the bullpens behind the fence, which also changed some of the dimensions, making it a little more hitter-friendly, but that's a different discussion. After doing that, this lawsuit is filed, and a lot of people are thinking, see, the fact that they did it should mean that they know they're liable, and they're not. They can't
That's an argument.
They shouldn't use a remedial measure to prove liability.
That's exactly right.
And then they're trying to claim that the owner, the former owner that's now deceased, that he apologized to him.
Which is exactly.
Same thing. It's going to be an evidence preclusion.
But it's going to be back and forth. I deal with this all day long, and kind of fun and interesting to do that. We're going to come back. We will do a case or no case, Cal, that is skunking us and beating us other than 1 point so far. I think we're going to win this third one.
Well, we'll see. Case or no case is coming up here as Radio Law Talk continues. Yeah. Yeah, stay tuned. There's more coming up right here. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government-assisted programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Ever wonder how the credit card companies make their money? Well, think about this. If you owe $25,000 on five different credit cards and you make your minimum payments every month, here's what it's going to cost you. Are you sitting down? You'll shell out over $13,000 in additional interest, and it's going to take over 13 years to pay off your original $25,000 balance. That's how they make money. Now it's your turn to fight back by calling the Debt Solution Network. We'll work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. We promise we can and will reduce your debt. Call right now for a free 15-minute debt analysis.
866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-DEBT.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show. I hate Case or No Case. Roll it.
Case or no case? Oh, come on now.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay! Oh.
Well, Fred has had a tough day.
Actually, tough life.
A tough year. So she was known as Galloping Gertie, the bridge that crosses the narrows between Tacoma, Washington and Gig Harbor, Washington. This bridge was horribly underdesigned, and in a big windstorm, it began to wobble and go crazy like a snake in a hula. If you watch the old film, it's amazing. It just undulates and throws cars around and everything. And it was determined that an engineer's theory about reducing certain cable decking and support was tragically wrong. As you can imagine, though, Galloping Gertie's demise left a tangle of financial issues for the community and for state officials to unravel. The 1940 Narrows Bridge Company carried insurance spread among 22 different carriers. They guessed the value at about $5.2 million, 80% of its full value. But here's a cool little thing. When the bridge collapsed, the lives of one insurance man got very interesting. Hallett R. French was very excited, because Mr. French had pocketed the premiums on one of the state's policies and never filled out the paperwork, just put the money in his pocket.
Ooh.
He felt sure he'd never be found out. He was, and he went to prison. On June the 2nd, though, insurance underwriters filed their report. They believed that the piers, cables, and towers could be salvaged and reused, and they offered the state a settlement of $1.8 million. 3 weeks later, the state filed its counterclaim. Except for the piers, they said it's a total loss. Estimated loss, $4.3 million. So the insurance company said, well, maybe we ought to go to court. So the question is, did they? And if so, who prevailed in this matter of the underdesigned collapsing snake bridge? Fred Penny, I ask you, case or no case, my friend?
Well, it's obviously a case. I'm going to win that. Oh, wait a minute. Question is, do they sue? I'm going to say, with so much going on, what year was that? I know, was that in the 60s?
1940. Correct. Yes.
Yeah, that's a famous picture of that undulating.
Oh, boy. Once you see it, you can't forget it.
Yeah, there's got to be lawsuits with that thing. There had to be lawsuits. There's too much going on. Too many things. I'm going to say it's a case, and there were lawsuits. And I'm going to tell you, though, that the insurance company said you had to reuse the parts that were available. I think that's probably true. It's like fixing a car. When you make an insurance claim for an auto accident, a lot of times they can fix your car instead of replacing it. That's probably all wrong, so I'm going to say it's a case, and the insurance company wins.
I love your confidence there, Fred.
I have zero confidence. When it comes to case or no case, I have a lot of confidence, but none for case or no case.
Case or no case.
My analysis is this. I think that Cal tipped his hand earlier on in this show when he said, you know, I think that I ought to get a point if I stump you guys.
Well, I thought it was 2 points.
But just, you ought to be awarded some sort of points for stumping.
I think that's Denise. You can award how many you see fit.
And in so doing, I think he was thinking that if I put forth tantalizing cases, I can induce all of them to say case. And the easiest way for me to get a point is if they give no cases. And he's going for the hat trick. So I'm going to say no case.
Not based on the merits of the case.
Not based on the merits of the case, just no case.
I see.
And look, I hope I'm wrong. I honestly hope I'm wrong, Cal, because I think that will bode well for you at the pearly gates to say, well, wait a minute, I didn't lie on everyone.
Okay.
All right.
Apparently, Todd believes I'm going to have a serious reckoning.
I think you could have some trouble.
Okay.
I hope he's wrong, too.
Well, frankly, I do, too. Okay, go ahead. Denise, what say you? Case or no case?
Well, the state. Okay, so there's insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of the guys goes to prison because he's one of the 22 carriers that did not provide the insurance.
Correct.
So the question is, do they have to insure the bridge at the capacity at which it was, which was defective, or do they have to insure the bridge to make it non-defective? And that's why the insurance company went to court, because they're saying we don't have to pay for a brand new bridge that's not defective. We just have to pay you for the value of the bridge that you had.
The parts that broke, right?
Exactly. So I'm going to. It's pretty. It's an interesting.
Don't follow me. I can hear you're starting to follow my logic. Don't do it. Just resist.
Well, I was going to say that the insurance company wins.
That's what I said. I said,
I know, it's a case.
And the insurance company wins. So the automatic
loss. You said wins or loses?
Wins. I said it's a case and the insurance company wins.
And for the same reason that I'm saying?
Yes, exact same reason.
So you're trying to tell me that I should step out and
I'm
go
just,
opposite
I'm
of you?
I'm telling you should go opposite of me. I'm warning her.
Okay.
Do whatever you want. I'm just
step away from the exploding whale.
I'm going to say, I just feel like there's something tricky about it where somebody would think, of course, the insurance company is going to lose and it's a bad faith thing. But I'm going to say the insurance company wins.
Okay, she's with me.
All right, so she's with you, and I'm.
Well, we've got a minute. So we've got about a minute.
I'm just going to say, I love listening to your logic. I love listening to all of you think.
Let me enjoy. Don't disappoint me. I just wanted to enjoy the commercials.
Okay.
So just don't disappoint me at this point, Cal, because I know Todd's going to sit there and smile and go, oh, another one.
Yeah, Todd is ahead.
Can we just figure a way not to talk? Let's talk about what we're going to talk about next. Yeah. We're going to talk about a...
Yeah. Give us the next segment plug. You've got about a minute to do that.
Okay. Texas jury trial, there's issues with COVID. We're going to tell you who comes down with COVID, and not just in Texas, but other courtrooms that are having COVID issues. And I know kind of what's going on with some of these trials during the COVID. And I'm going to bring up some interesting behind-the-scenes stuff that they've got to do to get these trials going, especially criminal trials. They can't sit in jail forever.
No, they can't.
So they got to get these going and some of the problems they're having in there. We're going to talk about Avenatti and about the, remember, it's the ghost ship fire when we come back. But before that, Cal's going to disappoint me again, and I'm going to lose case or no case with my positive attitude, and then we're going to talk about those things I just mentioned. So hang on.
All right, the answer to the case or no case query is coming up momentarily right here on Radio Law Talk, so we encourage you to stay there, and we'll be right back. Don't forget, you can listen to all Radio Law Talk episodes. They're archived at RadioLawTalk.com.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to Radio Law
Talk. Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. 800.
USA Radio News.
President Trump has tapped close advisor Rudy Giuliani to lead his campaign's lawsuits as he and other Republicans contest the outcome of the presidential race. The president turned to the former New York City mayor after his campaign lost a suit regarding vote counting in Arizona's Maricopa County, a county and state the president lost. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito warned at a Federalist Society annual conference that the right to religious freedom has emerged as a disfavored right. During the current pandemic, a casino in Nevada enjoys more freedom than a church. Quote, take a quick look at the Constitution. You will see the free exercise clause of the First Amendment, which protects religious liberty. You will not find a blackjack clause or a slot machine clause, Alito said. In certain quarters, religious liberty is fast becoming a disfavored right. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you serious?
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
Cal, do a quick overview and throw me the disappointment.
Okay, the Galloping Gertie Bridge in Washington State. It was underdesigned. The cars got thrown off of it. People got hurt. And the state and the insurance companies got together, and the state says, we want our $4.5 million, please. The insurance company said, just take the cables and stuff out of the water. You can reuse them. It's all going to be great. We'll only give you a couple of million. So the question is, case or no case? Fred says it's a case, right? Todd, you say...
I say no case because Cal is trying to solidify his residence in HE double hockey sticks.
And okay. He said case.
And we both said insurance company wins.
Yes. Okay. Well, that's, once again, I really love listening to you guys and how you figure all this out. It's just really, really amazing.
Legal analysis and court jester. I got it, Cal.
All right. So... I have a way. Okay, so I'm going to ask you this first. How many of you believe if the state won more money than the insurance companies?
If there's a case.
Wait, but that would be a win for them, or if the insurance company got more money than the state, that would be a win for them. How would you look at that?
No, the state. Here's the answer. The answer is if the state does not get everything they want, they lose, and the insurance company wins.
Okay. Well, then, here's...
Cal, I'm going to die if after asking that question you say, and it's no case. That would be awesome.
Well, here's what's interesting about that. Case settled.
Oh, it was a case, Denise. Yes.
Case settled.
Insurance company wins.
No. Case settled by the state getting all $4.5 million of its dollars.
We each get one.
Yeah, so 1 point for each of you.
Yes, it's interesting.
And you know what that means, right, Todd?
That means I get no points.
Oh, we're tied.
It took them 9 months to figure all of this out. And then, of course, it was all interrupted by a rather significant event that took place on December 7th, 1941, which halted the reconstruction of this bridge over the Narrows. And there's a bridge there now, but it's not Galloping Gertie.
Wow.
But the engineering behind that is also fascinating. What the guy decided, well, we don't need those. Let's just leave those out. Oh, what the heck? We don't need any of them. And
the problem is one guy, it sounds like, made the decision. Yeah,
and it was a nightmare. So anyway, that, folks, and we appreciate you playing along on... case or no case.
Well, you talked about certain events happening, which was obviously Pearl Harbor that occurred.
Exactly.
And that changed the life. So is COVID-19. How do we get cases out in trial during COVID-19? And it is a disaster, and it is crazy, but we can't stop the court systems because there's people doing that need criminal cases because right to a speedy trial. So what is happening in all these different courtrooms is they're trying to do the best they can to do a social distancing. The issue is in normal cases, you do what's called trailing. Okay, so this week you got 19 cases, and by the way, if you've got a civil case, who comes first? Todd. The guys, because they have the right to a speedy trial, and
yes.
So they go first. Any criminal cases go first, so they're trying to push these things out. What they're doing, at least in a number of states, is they are social distancing. First of all, you do a thing called voir dire, which is you talk to prospective jurors, the lawyers need to ask questions, and so does the judge. They're bringing in a very small amount of them. It used to be you bring in 60 of them at a time, but now they're bringing in 20 or 18 or 12 and separate them throughout the courtrooms. And what they're doing once they find their juries, and it's taking such a long time that it's the normal voir dire is doubling the amount of time because you can't bring in as many people. The jurors are sitting in different parts of the courtrooms. One juror will sit in the back where the audience is in the far corner. Another juror will sit in the other corner. One will be, you know, two rows up. And one will be in the jury. They're scattered throughout the courtroom. And a nightmare for the poor trial lawyers that are trying to talk to the jurors and present their case and turning around and doing that. Well, that's what's going on. And I know that. I've talked to judges. Now the problem is some prospective jurors are getting COVID. Now what do you do? They're canceling cases. So in this case...
They just put him on hold, though, right?
Well, you cancel him for... Yeah, you cancel it as of that day, and who knows what's going to happen next, because what happens, as you know... okay, we're gonna continue you out for 4 weeks from now. Well, there's other cases backing up, and so it makes it very difficult to get a case. And what happened here in Texas just recently on the 13th, lawyers were tested positive, a juror tested positive, it got canceled, the case. But this is interesting how we're trying to deal with this as lawyers.
Yeah, and even lawyers are getting, you know, COVID too. So, I mean, I can see that if a juror gets it, then you can put in an alternative, maybe.
Right.
But if the lawyer gets it, how do you deal with that?
But if the juror gets it and the juror's in there with everybody else, even though they're probably wearing their masks and stuff, do you have to quarantine everybody else? I think the answer is yes.
Well, you're right.
I'll give you an example. I was in court about a month ago, and just there for a regular, just a calendar appearance, right? And when I was there, the attorney that was going before me said the judge says, "Is your client here?" And the judge said, and the attorney says, "Yeah, but she's out in the hall because she was coughing a lot and she has a COVID test she's supposed to take tomorrow." And then another attorney says, "Wait a minute, was that the same person that was just in here 5 minutes ago around all of us?" And the first attorney says, "Yes, it was." Judge comes out. "All right, clear the courtroom." Gone for an hour while they came in to completely sanitize the entire courtroom. Just because one person who had to be in court was coughing. I can't imagine what it would be like if you had a juror who was sick. And I mean, that would be very difficult.
Crazy.
Yeah.
What's going on? I'm just telling you. So that's what we're dealing with as lawyers with this COVID restrictions. You can't just shut the court systems down. We can't. I know you try to, but you can't.
I can tell you this. Another personal experience with this. I did a trial in February of this year. It was a criminal trial, and the trial ended up taking almost all of February. It was supposed to be a 3 to 4 day trial, ended up going 4 weeks. And we wrapped up the trial the first week in March, and it was a full-on acquittal on everything. We prevailed. The next week, with the lockdown hit. If we had gone an extra week and had to go through lockdown with deliberations, that would have been a nightmare. To leave a jury thinking about the evidence or trying to do whatever until we can come back in, because nobody knew what was going on that time. It was like, whew, thank heaven we got it done. But I cannot imagine a criminal trial with the stakes involved, or civil trial stakes involved, being paused like that.
It's a nightmare for some civil trials, because guess what? They're behind all the criminal cases that they're trying to get out, and they just can't get these trials out. So us as civil lawyers doing, and I know you have a little bit of priority in some
custody cases.
Okay, you got a personal injury case. We're going to push that one to the back, and what happens is, what does insurance companies do? Oh, well, I guess we have to wait, they're not going to trial. So it is presenting a lot of issues, and there's got to be a new way, the George Jetsons way. I think there's going to be more cases and a new era of cases going to trial via Zoom, via people being separated.
Private judges.
Mm-hmm. And I think, what do you want to call it, reality? Now they got all that reality. What do you call it? You put the head mask on.
VR, virtual reality.
I think you're going to be doing some virtual reality stuff.
I'm doing a lot more distance appearances.
Well, yeah.
And, all of that. The only exception is domestic violence.
Yeah.
Domestic violence, we're having to appear in person.
Do they favor either side? They don't, do they? I mean, they can allow to keep everything flat when they have these rotor. I mean, it seems to me, if they've got a guy in an orange jumpsuit with little handcuffs on and he's standing in a little box facing someone for arraignment, it looks rather diminutive compared to everybody else around. I think it could play to the advantage of the prosecution, couldn't it? Or am I just being stupid? Yep, got it. Good question.
No, the answer is no. A lot of times in the trials, they don't make them sit there in their jumpsuits. They'll have them sit there
in a suit.
And they have a normal, a lot of times they'll be shackled,
all shaved and cleaned up.
Yeah.
So there's an order to be dressed. The defense routinely asks so that they bring a suit on the day of trial, and they're able to change into the suit. But when they go back to before they get in the van to go back to the jail for the night, they got to go back to the.
But what they do, Todd, is what you'll probably you'll agree with is when the jury leaves, they don't get up and he doesn't hobble out. He sits there. Everyone's supposed to sit and stay until the jury goes out. Then they kind of hobble him out. They see that he's got the chain.
If they're shackled, that's correct.
If they're shackled, because they don't. And I agree with that. So
In England, they're inside of a jail box inside the courtroom, so the defendants in a criminal matter look guilty because they're in jail in the courtroom.
Well,
yes.
That's my question about being inside a TV screen. Doesn't that kind of make them look smaller and maybe perhaps?
Well, I don't know. When we come back, here's the thing. What we're going to do is, look, I'm going to tell you one thing important. Cal, name it. Don't touch that dial. We'll be back. Where's it from? Don't touch that dial.
Well, that's from TV shows, of course.
TV show. Think of which one. We'll be back.
Commercials, many.
No, don't touch that dial.
Be right back. Hold on.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
Oh, we're having so much fun. We just don't know what to do. There's so many things to go over. In Oakland, California, December 2nd, 2016, a warehouse that had been, generally speaking, illegally converted into a residential space burned. And it was sad because over 32 victims passed away. My understanding of 32... One person who did survive had lifelong injuries. So they settled the lawsuit for $32.7 million. And the interesting thing, this was kind of one of those artists where they all got together and they hung out together. And it was kind of an artsy place. But the last lawsuit just settled for $399,000. For the final person that was killed. Apparently there's 36 people killed total. And it's sad because you think of that was one person, $399,000 sounds like a lot of money, but for a person's life, it's not. But again, there are a lot, without getting into detail, because we've got a lot to go through this last segment. Look, a county like the city or the county or a city of Oakland to be liable for this stuff. They have a lot of protections under different government code sections, including other states do, where they're not going to be liable for housing issues. And so that's probably why it was a lower amount. But the liability on a city is usually more difficult to get them or find them liable for situations like this.
Yeah, and here I think the liability attaches to the city because of the fact that they had city inspectors that were supposed to be inspecting this at least on an annual basis.
Right.
And that they had either inspected it and passed it, or they just failed to inspect it completely.
But still, that's difficult to win under government code section 835, 836 in California and other states. They still protect a lot of the taxpayer dollars. Doesn't mean they're not liable, because I'm a plaintiff's lawyer, and they are. They can be. But it's just more difficult hurdles, what I'm saying, to go over without getting in detail, because we can talk hours about that.
Well, one of the interesting things about this particular case also is, in addition to the civil case against the city, you also had criminal charges that were filed against two individuals for essentially being the master tenant running
right.
the warehouse.
Right.
And the co-defendants were Derek Almina and Max Harris. Now, Max, they were tried separately. Max Harris... No, they were tried together, but Max Harris faced different charges, and he was acquitted. Max Harris was acquitted of involuntary manslaughter.
He was the master
yes.
leaser, because the guy underneath
That's
him
right.
was subleaser.
So Max Harris was acquitted, and that left Derek Almina, who faced 36 counts of involuntary manslaughter, and that trial resulted in a mistrial when the jury was unable to reach a unanimous verdict. And so, and that was last year, and obviously, as we talked about last segment, with a lot of cases being delayed because of COVID, his retrial has yet to occur, but
right.
But you know,
I don't know. I don't know all the facts, but was the guy malicious in doing it, or was he trying to help people and wasn't good?
Involuntary manslaughter doesn't require maliciousness,
and I understand that, and I agree with that. But my point is, here's a guy that thought he was doing what was right and helping people. You know, there's housing issues in Oakland, and I'm not trying to jump on my liberal side, but I'm saying, why is he criminally liable? I get you can be, but I just
because it wasn't set up for residential. It was a commercial building, and there were so many violations of the local
codes,
and he allowed it.
Well,
and the fire was started because of an electrical issue.
Yeah, but was that his problem? I don't know.
Well,
I don't know. We're going to find out. But obviously they had a hung jury, or they didn't. You know, something happened.
The jury was unable to reach a verdict, so it was
So,
I can't even look at Denise when I say this, because she starts laughing. It was a hung jury. And but you know, so the question is, under what circumstances does a prosecutor make the decision to... Because if the jury does not reach a unanimous verdict, the prosecutor, it's not like jeopardy is attached. You can still do another trial because you haven't resolved it yet. And it really comes down to what the jury split was. Usually, after the judge declares a mistrial, judges will ask the jury, okay, what was the split? You could have anything from, we know it wasn't 12 to nothing. We know that. But it can be anything. And if the jury was, let's say, 11 to 1 for guilty, that's probably going to be retried. 10 to 2 for guilty, probably going to be retried. You start getting down to 9 to 3, 8 to 4, 7 to 5. 7 to 5, I doubt they'd retry it.
Resources spent.
That's right. It's you're not going to get it. But if it's 11 to 1, it could just be some rogue juror. That's your thinking, right? Maybe even 10 to 2, because rogue jurors usually have friends. You get beyond that, and it gets a little difficult. So
here's the thing I want to get to before the end of our segment and the end of our show. What happens in these colleges about COVID-19 and the rules? Things are changing, and it's very interesting to see what some colleges are doing. And many colleges are requiring these students, when they come in, they sign a contract, and these contracts are saying that there are COVID-19 safety rules, including social gathering limits, mask mandates, and if you don't comply, they can kick you out and expel you from the school. Example, Purdue University requires students to participate in community testing and actually get a flu vaccine. interesting. This is, you know, for me, I'm not going to Purdue. You know, and not saying that's not okay, but does that now come to you're trying to figure out which college is requiring what concerning COVID-19, and now is that going to be something you're going to decide as a college, not just as academia or a sports program or whatever?
My question is it going to be different for private colleges versus public colleges?
That's true.
I wonder if there's going to be some difference in treatment there.
Yeah. So Penn State requires face coverings in campus buildings outside. So what's happened is I know Northwestern had suspended or expelled a number of students for breaking their COVID-19 rules, and now there's lawsuits against Northwestern saying you got to reimburse these kids money for $32,000, $29,000?
You have to prorate that year.
Right.
So if they're after the first semester out, they should at least have half monies back or refund half. There's also COVID lawsuits for refunds because the students, we talked about this, where the students sued because they weren't getting the full involvement of college life.
College experience.
But guess what? Didn't a judge just throw that out recently? I think... Don't call me. I thought I just saw it just yesterday. The judge recently just threw that out and says, no, you can't.
I think that's something to check
on. I don't know that. But I thought I remember that. Look that up. We can't. But there's so many new things happening with college COVID-19. But this is interesting. So a number of people are they're kicked out of college or on probation. And the question is, should they get their money back? And I think there's going to be a lot of lawsuits about that. University of Missouri's COVID-19 rules include daily symptom checks and mandatory face coverings. So
just on that quick issue here, Chong versus Northwestern University, this was out of the District of Massachusetts. And in that one, the judge found that the agreement, the contract between the student and the university, did not specifically include the right to in-person instruction. Dismiss the lawsuit.
Nice.
Other lawsuits have not been dismissed.
Right.
So
gotcha.
They're very case-by-case.
So that's
case.
The one I'm talking about.
Yes.
Yeah. So my point is this is going to fly around. This is going to happen.
It is.
It's going to fly around with these lawsuits and a lot of money involved in paying these universities. So anyway, Cal, we have a fun thing.
Let's end the show with your quick takes. And Mr. Kunin, if you don't mind, I'd like your quick take first, if you have the time to share.
If A.J. Hinch and Alex Cora can get a year suspension for cheating and are now back managing ball clubs, Pete Rose deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
That's Todd's quick take. Denise Dirks, what is your quick take?
It's a sad day when your true story is depicted in a movie called Hustlers.
Maybe Todd and I, we should have ended with that one. All I got to say is you're walking in for your potential apartment. You see your landlord fixing in a bunch of cords and plugging in 10 different plugs. Go to the next apartment.
Yep.
Thanks for joining us. Appreciate you. We love our listeners. Denise, Todd, Fred, and Cal will be back next week.
To RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
You hear the headlines, you know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.